When we started the real estate journey, we started from like minus 35K, and now we are proudly say that we are sitting on a $2.2 million real estate portfolio.
Wow.
We have another 5-plex under contract. We are closing that end of this month, and we have 2 more 5-plexes we are closing like next month. End of this year, we are planning to aim a minimum of 50 doors.
Today you're going to be meeting Jason and Jomi. They're part of the Action family. They are absolutely crushing it. They've got student rentals. They've got multifamily. They've got short-term rentals. They're going to give you some tips and tricks and talk about the best part of multifamily and real estate investing and the worst parts of multifamily and real estate investing. Let's dive in. So welcome to the Real Deal Show. Today I have two amazing Action family members, Jason and Jomi. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Dave. Like, you know, it's been a pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah, that's awesome. So guys, please do not be shy. Say as much as you want today or as little as you want, but please let the listeners at home know, you know, who you guys are, what you're all about, where you're at in your journey, where you started. Like, yeah, tell us more about you guys.
So we are Jason and Jomi. We are real estate investors and we are nurses by profession.
Yeah.
We started our real estate journey in 2020 by starting our primary residence, and 2021 we bought another property, and 2022 another property.
At that time our goal was to buy a house every year, at least a house. That's what our goal was.
Yeah, one so year. Pretty much I would say 10 properties, yeah. But again, we'll get the cut after 3 properties, right? Then traditional way. So then again, we want to learn, hey, how these people are gaining this kind of multifamilies, how they are buying all those properties. And you guys, yours ads was just popping up, and I was telling my wife, hey, what is that OPM, other people's money? And we're a bit skeptical about it. We don't know about it, right? So but then we just chatted with a few of my real estate investors who are in your group. They say read about it, and they said, let's jump on it. And then
actually our real estate we started real estate by joining Action.
Yeah, pretty much I would say that. And again, when we started the real estate journey, we started from minus 35K, and now we are proudly say that we are sitting on a $2.2 million real estate portfolio.
Wow. Minus 35 to 2.2. That's amazing.
That's amazing. So again, thank you to your group, Mel and Dave. So again, you guys have been an huge inspiration. Thank you so much for that.
Yes, Okay,
so I love that you said that, Joan. It's all about taking action. So I was going to say, guys, it's not us. We can help you guys. We can show you guys, which obviously, has worked, but you guys put in the work. You're the ones who bought the $2.2 million of real estate. That's an inspiration to so many people listening. So if you're out there, listen, in these 2 minutes that basically Jason and Jomi have been talking here, think of the inspirations. Okay. They wanted to do one property a year, right? They did that for a couple of years, principal residence. And now they went from minus 35 to 2.2 mil. That's cool. So guys, absolutely amazing. You're going to inspire a lot of people. Where are you located right now?
So we are in our great secondary market called Thunder Bay. So
Thunder Bay.
It's only 15 hours to Toronto. So
but
it's a great market, right? Great secondary market. Same North Bay where you are from, Maldives. So we started our single family house, and that's our cup of tea. We still buy a single family home because, the affordability and the rent, right? So the DCR, and also we usually follow that 1% rule in single families. And our new niche is actually to convert that single family house into a duplex property.
And actually our single family cash flowing really well than multi-family. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, we said we've been nurses, right? So we've been running a travel nursing business for the past 2 years. Our single family home, a 5-bedroom single family home, was making almost 4,300 during the pandemic. So,
nice.
Yeah, because we were giving for the travel nursing agency. So we have staffs coming in, nurses coming in, staying there. And again, now it's coming back to normal. So it's not pandemic anymore, right? So world is coming back to the normal state. So, but we just pivoted that. Still, we are making really good money on a single family.
That's really cool. Okay. I'm just taking down notes here as you guys are talking. You're saying so many amazing things. So traveling nurses, $4,300 during pandemic. Wow.
We have a great student rental. So we do student rentals at the same time. Not a lot because it takes a lot of your energy. You guys know, right? So we have, I think like we manage only like one property here because it's easy to manage. So rest all being taken care of, like, my amazing property manager here. Yeah. So like now we have more time and we found like last year we've been into New Brunswick market. So we follow, we were doing like, you know, the bird strategy even before joining Active Family. We don't know like
but
what
we
was
didn't
bird.
Know.
We did the same thing, right? Then I just know this is bird, right? So, okay. This is called be a bird. So we had a huge success in like, you know, doing the bird strategy. So we thought of, hey, if you're doing that in single family home, we could just make up this much amount. Why can't we use the same strategy? I mean, a different approach on multifamily, right? So obviously, like, you know, if you are scaling up more, it's more like it's more on a multifamily. So we do Brunswick. We did the triplex, like, you know, taken from studs. There is a huge story, like you would say, but that might be another episode. We have another fiveplex on the contract. We are closing that end of this month, and we have two more triplexes we are closing, like, you know, next month. So
wow.
We plan, like, you know, kind of a portfolio in the new.
Wow. So, okay. Wow. That's super cool, guys. Congratulations. That's awesome. You're closing another one by the end of the month. That's amazing. What is, and thank you for breaking down, you know, from the student rentals, single families to the multifamilies. I guess thank you for explaining your portfolio, and I'm pumped that you guys are continuing in 2024 to keep going. So a couple of things that came up there that I just wanted to, and I love that, and I can relate to student rentals. Hey, stop the video for a second. I wanted to talk to you about a turnkey income property provider that Mel and I have purchased properties for. Now listen up. If you are looking for an income property, then you don't have the time for it. I have a solution for you that I have invested in myself. They will find the property for you. They will renovate it for you. They will give you a turnkey product, and they will get tenants in there for you after screening it and manage the property. Does this sound too good to be true? It is not. I want to introduce you to Rent to Retirement. Okay, we've actually partnered up with them. They are sponsoring this video, and they have an exclusive list just for you because you're watching a video from Investor Mel and Dave. So click the link below, go check out this exclusive list, find your next turnkey income property, and book your free call with them so they can go through all the benefits of what they provide. And you'll be investing in properties just like Mel and I. Okay, enough excitement about this. Let's get back to the episode. Listeners, if you're listening and you're saying, hey, you know, the student rentals, I'm interested in that, or you're also thinking the rental by rooms, right? So if you have a, where there's common areas or renting per room, so kind of like,
you know, different ways. So you could just like do by an actual lease, right? So that way, and like if you're planning to do like a room by room, like, no, yes, again, like you have to make sure like you have a proper insurance, like you have to be like, you know, city laws are different in like mm-hmm. different places, so you need to factor in all those things.
I agree.
I get more money, more risks.
Well, and that's because Jason, you had said too, we're a little tired or they take a lot of time. So you can make, I agree, rented by room and rented student rentals, you will most likely, again, there's no guarantee, make more money, but just like Jason said, it will take more of your bandwidth. It will take more of your time. Have the right insurance. I'm having a lot of conversations with mortgage brokers. A lot of financial institutions are pulling back from them as well as what I'm seeing. It's harder to get them financed as well. You guys seeing the same thing?
If you're okay to suffer like that $300 or $400, like, you know, think about it. In a month, if you're okay to lose the $400 and you can spend the better time with your family, you could focus more on your real estate. With that $400 worth it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, like, you know, that's what we think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So I love that you gave the strategy. Actually, I've got two questions for you. The first one was, what is your favorite type of creative financing or other people's money? Like, if you had to say, hey, Dave, this is my, I know what mine is. What's your go-to?
I love REITs, right? So in the beginning, it was hard to understand. Even before I say that, BTB. So we've been in a deal in New Brunswick, which really pulls off our journey, like for most about 7 to 8 months. So that's the biggest mistake. So do not emotionally attach to the deal, right?
Yeah, we were into that deal for that long, so we need so many good deals by the side.
Mm. Yeah, coming back to your question. So VTV, like I would say, when I say VTV, it's creative financing. Same you guys follow, like, you know, that's people doesn't know, like, you know, how to execute. Sometimes VTV doesn't work all the time, right? So to have that right approach, creative financing, you need to be creative in real estate. So I would say like half of, like 40% of our deals are like, you know, creative financing. I always like, you know, so maybe if it's a price is 300K, it's more like a psychology approach with a seller, right? So I try to like make a free offer. One is with a VTV, again, like a really high. What I'm thinking is I have to pay the private investors, like, you know, this kind of amount. So VTV, I would take like a percentage of 8% VTV for 20 or 30%. And even the second one, like, you know, maybe I'll try to like offer a low offer. So, and one probably like, you know, somewhere in the middle. So pretty much these three are my deal. But again, like, you know, I'll try to make, I mean, 50% is a win-win for me.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I love VTBs. And if you're wondering, and if you're new to the whole creative financing, other people's money, what Jason is speaking in regards to is VTB is vendor take back or seller financing, seller carry back. It's basically, and for our US friends, it's where the seller holds a note, holds a mortgage, to kind of wrap up what exactly that means. And I agree with you. Seller financing is my absolute favorite. I love promissory notes as well because they're so versatile. I'm always asking for it too in any deal.
Over the past month, we raised almost like, you know, 220K just on promissory note. So 470 like over the past year just on promissory note. So this creative financing, I was scared, like, you know, in the beginning, but again, if you don't understand creative financing, go and learn it. Get from like an experienced person, and then after, that's okay, you make some mistakes, like, you know, in the beginning. I did too, like you all did, like, you know, the same, but again, at the end it's all worth it.
Agreed, we're all human, we all make mistakes, right? Okay. And my second question for you as we were speaking is, like, what does 2024 look like? Like, what did the next 12 months look like? What are the goals? What are the ambitions? What are you guys doing?
We have bigger goals. Like, I mean, like, bigger goals. End of this year, we are planning to aim a minimum of 50 doors.
Nice.
We are just, like, working for it. So, we all have, like, bigger goals. And that's a fire. Just like, you know, make me awake sometimes at 12 o'clock. Jeremy's like really busy with she's my accountant, right? So it's great that, like, if you can bring your partner onto the team, that's the best, right? So you know what, I may be like, you know, good at something, maybe like Jeremy, right? So it's a give and take. So we still fight sometimes, that's okay, right? But so again, we have bigger goals, like, you know, for 2024, we are working for it.
I love that. No, and so I love that you guys are, right, spouses, couple working together. And I agree with you, Mel and I are the same. Sometimes we're like, how are we doing this, right? Or together all day every day doing a business together, multiple businesses together. But you end up learning how to work together, right? Leave business aside, leave family. So I agree with you. And I wouldn't ask for anything else.
5 minutes, actually. You know what? If you do something, okay, if I don't like it, like, in 5 minutes, I'll come back, right? You know? Yeah.
It's just exactly. Awesome. Yeah. Get over it quickly because you're they're not going anywhere.
Like, okay, you know what? Like, you know, take that away. But you know what? The 5 minutes, like, I try to, like, not teach us something. So it works out at the end.
I love it. So guys, if you want, I wanted to, because again, I want to give the listeners some numbers, some ideas. If you want, is there a particular deal, you know, still staying kind of high level so that people get an idea, is there a particular deal that you'd like to say, we bought it for this, we did X, Y, Z, now it's worth this, just to inspire people as to what is possible?
Sure. You know what, let's go with the triplex. This is a triplex we bought. This is the first property we bought without seeing it, like, when I was in having so thanks to all thanks to the digital world, right? So the purchase price was 130. We negotiated, like, you know, trade to like 104, and initially we plan to do like a 70k renovation, but again we end up like doing like 140 to 150k, and again like we spend a bit more, but the appraisal like in about 2 weeks, we are expecting like almost like 350 plus.
How much?
350 plus.
350 plus.
Yeah.
Holy
smokes. So again, this is how like, you know, the bull strategy works. You're changing that. So this property was it was a fodder home. Like we pretty much like, you know, took that property from studs. And this is more like a brand new building, and it's more like an Airbnb setup. So we are getting like, you know, the top rent in the market. So this place is in a like, you know, B- neighborhood. So once it's done, so this is all happened like within 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, the other thing I want to tell you, like on deals, is like, you know, finding out your right team is the key. And not everybody, like, you know, works for your interest. So when you say like a power team, you need to make sure that like who works for your best interest. It's so hard to find, but that's okay. But again, it's okay to hire and fire fast, because you don't want to drag on these people, like, you know, at the end of your journey. Again, at the end, we are playing with money, fire, right? So you don't want to make that expensive mistake.
Couldn't have said any better than you on the power team. And this could be, right, for our listeners, again, if you're investing in your backyard, or if you're investing cross-provincial, cross-state, cross-country, it's going to be the exact same scenario, right? You're going to have to kiss a lot of frogs till you find your power team, but do not be afraid. If someone's not working for you or with you, they have to go, right? Because like Jason just said, you're dealing with money. And if you're doing creative financing, you're dealing with someone else's money, which is even more important. So great tidbit of advice there, guys.
I would worry more if I used my investors' money. Mm-hmm. It's money, then, like, I mean, obviously it's money, like, you know, we'll take we'll do like our due diligence, but again, if it's someone else's money, I'm scared to death, right? So if I'm not confident in someone, you know what, that's okay. No, so that's our strategy,
and that's why you've been successful. I agree with you. When someone lends you their money, they're lending you their money, they're lending you their trust, and they're also lending you, not their livelihood, but it's their capital for what they could have done with their family as well. I'm the same way. Mel and I are the same way.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reason, like, you know, my investors are like, you know, keep investing. There are some investors, like, you know, I didn't even talk to them. They just like send out the money. Hey, just give it this one, like in a year, or even last 2 weeks before, like, you know, from, no, last month, the guy from US, like from Active Family, saw the, like, the deal, pretty much just like, you know, he just sent me the money. I was thinking about 6 months. He said this will be for 2 years. I was just like, oh my God, like, you know what, power of social media. And again, they are not trusting in our deal. They're just trusting on us.
They're trusting in you.
100%.
And see, that's why I'm so proud. Mel and I are always so proud of the Action family. It's individuals like you, right? It's community members like you that give opportunities to other people to invest in, that are investing themselves. Like, it's such a win-win. Like, that's what I absolutely love about it. I can't say enough about the community and the members. It warms my heart to hear that.
I mean, we call that Action family, right? So a lot of like-minded people taking action, working together as a family. That is huge. And think about the power of like-minded people. Like, you know, if they're just like, you know, going and trying to find something and actually the goal, who else can stop? And you know, that's what, like, you know, you will see in the group, Dave. A lot of, like, you know, people are taking action. And again, we all like are supporting, right? Oh my God, like, I can't thank enough. I'm so gratitude. Like, you know, when I was down, like, there was a lot of people, like, you know, reach out to me and hey, this one, like, you know, how can I help you? Okay, I don't know, like, you know, what is PPP? Like, last year you could just ask me. So again, that's what, like, you know, I'm doing right now intentionally. Again, like, I have kids, like, you know, we have family, you know, we have other things going on, we have things going on. Intentionally, I'm trying to put, like, you know, maybe a half an hour or like an hour, like in a day, just to, like, you know, help someone out. To me, like, we are a big believer of that.
If you're down, somebody could be at the company.
Yeah, so, and also, like, you know, you do out something, and I don't know, somebody's watching you. I don't know, like, you know, the God, universe, you name it, will come back to you, like, you know, 100 times.
Give more than you take, and reciprocity.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that, guys. I love your story. Thank you for breaking down that deal. Guys, this leads us into our three questions here, the real deals questions at the end. You guys probably already know what I'm going to ask you, but what is the biggest mistake that you could give the listeners of, hey, learn from me, don't do this, right? What's the biggest mistake you guys have that you could share with people?
Pretty much I mentioned it before. It's about hiring your right team, which can make us a power team, right? I mean, you need, especially I can, you know, on a contractor, right? So just to find out a contractor, same like with the property manager, you need to go and visit like what and all work they've done. Like references are great, but again, don't take them blindly. Like maybe check two or three people, right?
And references.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But again, like, you know, take two or three. And also I would say, check with them. Like, you know, I mean, try to talk with them. And if they talk a lot, you know, okay, always like, you know, put that red flag like right there. And if I like people like now, okay, this is, it's more like a yes or no. I don't like the gray area, right? Mm-hmm. So really, like if someone says like a yes or no, I'll take it. But if they're like not trying to butter you up, trying to make things work around, which you know, which clearly you know that like, you know, which doesn't work, then just need to be like, you know, we'll say like, you know, okay, you know what, I know you, okay, great, you know, then just go on to like, you know, other things. Yeah.
Boom. I love it.
And
spending too much time on one deal.
One deal.
One deal. Because you'll be missing out so many good deals while you're just focused.
Yeah. Do not emotionally attach to a deal. I'll say like, you know, clear and loud.
That happened to us. So we spent 7 months to one deal, trying to make it work. But it didn't work, but you also do other
deals. Other deals, like, you know, other high deals too, right? I mean, yes, it's a lesson learned, but at the same time, do not spend a lot of time. I mean, if the deal doesn't work for you, do not make it work for you. You know?
I see.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That my next question was going to be a tidbit of advice, and that's exactly it, right? Don't spend too much time on one deal. And I like what Jomi just said. Think with this, not with this, right? Again, don't get emotionally attached.
Yeah.
Love it. Couldn't have said it better, guys. And I guess the third one is, how do people find you? How do they reach out to you? Again, people are going to want to say, hey, I've got funds. Maybe I want to put them to work. How do people reach out to you guys?
Yes, I mean, we've been like more active on social media. I always like, you know, put up my renovation. So like currently we have like 2 renos going on here, and we just done like a type like a renovation. If you want to see like more about the deals, if you want to find us like, you know, Jason Johnson, I can send you the link. And also Instagram, you're not, I mean, like need to start up like another, you know, Instagram game too, but we could still like, you know, find that investor Jason Johnson. Yeah, and you could find us on social media.
That's awesome. Well, Jason, Jomi, thank you so much for being on the show. You're going to inspire a lot of people to do a lot of cool things, and they're going to take your tidbit of advice and your hey, what to do, what not to do, and they'll apply it to their own portfolio. So thank you so much for being on the Real Deal Show.
Thank you so much. Again, you know, thanks for like inspiring hundreds or like maybe like millions like in the future. We are so glad to take that faith and to just join in the Action Family group. Thank you so much for creating the community.
We're so fortunate and grateful to you.
Yeah, you both.
Yeah, you both.
I think I can't take all the credit. Mal did a lot of the, yeah.
But guys, the fight, though.
Yeah. Honestly, guys, thank you so much for the kind words. The Action Family community is very powerful. So appreciate the kind words. And it's because of people like you that are taking action and getting things done, right? So thank you so much, guys.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Thanks so much. Have a great day for you.
Wow, what an amazing interview with those two. They're absolutely crushing it. Off camera, we were chatting a little bit and they were just telling us about some of the struggles that they've gone through. Guys, you absolutely deserve all the success you have. I love all the kind things you said about the Action Family. It is truly a family. It's a very tight-knit group of investor-focused people, right? So thank you so much for being on the show. And if ever you are interested in getting more information in the Action Family and being just like Jason and Jomi, send us a message. I'm Dave, and I'll see you in the next video.